Sure thing. Jose Sandoval, JOSESANDOVAL, 5/23/2000, 8/29/23 is today. Chief complaint, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, cramps, headache, fever, no chills, no hematemesis, no hematocezia, positive history of carotid stenosis, positive history of right-sided ventricular hypertrophy, positive history of sleep apnea, which he has done nothing about these issues because of family histories and the family issues at home, period. In the paragraph, this 29-year-old gentleman works for Domino, D-O-M-I-N-O Pizza. He wants to go to management with him. He did have a sleep apnea that was diagnosed a year ago or 2 years ago, and at that time he was started on CPAP, but he never started because of cost involved, period. In the paragraph, has had a history of gastroenteritis in the past. In the past as well. Blood work last time showed increased liver function test because of fatty liver. He weighs 273 pounds. Is not drinking alcohol, never had any blood transfusion, no IV drug use, no homosexual activity in the past, but his weight definitely has gone up a few pounds. Medical problems, obesity, hypothyroidism, not taking any medication, TSH was within normal limits, history of PE, history of DVT, surgical history, ankle surgery, ACL repair, medication, no medication at this time, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, he's not married, he lives with his family history, mother had a heart attack, positive alcoholism, dad with hypertension, brother with diabetes, immunization, no COVID immunization. The VF system, as above, he's alert, he's awake, he's in other. He weighs 273 pounds, 98, or 298. Temperature 16.56, 153/75. Hard positive. Abdomen definitely soft. No rebound, no rigidity. Neck shows no JVD skin, shows no eye skin, shows no lesions. Let's see, assessment number one, nausea, vomiting, number two, diarrhea, number three, abdominal pain is improved, number four, nausea and vomiting is improved, diarrhea is the only thing that remains, number five, abdominal exam is negative, number six, definitely history of moderate sleep apnea, he's a candidate for Bungo, B-O-N-G-O, sleep apnea device. Next one is I showed him how to use the device with instruction. Next number, he's going to start the Bungo, told him where to go get it. Next number. He's not interested in blood work. Next number is increased history of LFT increased. Next number, his liver is very fatty, most likely causing the increased LFTs. Next number, he needs to have hepatitis profile, rule out hepatitis A, B, or C in the past. Next number, Cipro 500 twice a day. Next number is Flagyl 250 twice a day. Next number, he doesn't drink alcohol, so we don't have to worry about that. Next number, he did have his thyroid check, which was within normal limits. Next number, he wants to come back later to have his blood work done. I told him at that time he needs his thyroid as well as his testosterone check because low testosterone goes along with sleep apnea. Next number, he agrees with that plan. Next one is diet and exercise discussed with patient at length, of course, as always. Next number, he will come back in 3 days for follow-up. Next number, if he gets worse, he will go to the emergency room right away. I told him what to look for, of course. Thank you.